Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you're listening on 95.9 FM in Palm Beaches and you're on either 95 or the Turnpike, please drive carefully. But we are, in fact, glad that you're with us. If you're on the Treasure Coast on 106.9, thank you for being with us. If you're a regular listener, we're glad that you're back. If you're new, you're going to love tonight's show and you will love all future shows. And I'll tell you more about that as we go. Every year at this time, I do a show on tonight's subject. Because this can be perhaps the most important time of the year if you are 65 or older. And there are some cases where you could be younger. But 2 weeks from today begins open enrollment for Medicare and Medicare Advantage options. What is open enrollment? Well, that's the whole point of tonight's show. What options do you have? That is the point of tonight's show. Tonight, we are lucky to have one of, I mean this sincerely, the most knowledgeable people I know to talk about this subject. Desiree Mearns is here, and she's with SHINE, which is it means serving the health insurance needs of elders, and they do volunteer work to help people understand what their options are. It is housed in the Area Agency on Aging. But Desiree, I've heard her speak twice in the last couple of weeks. There's nobody who knows more about this that I'm aware of than Desiree. So you're going to love listening to her. And if you have questions about open enrollment and Medicare Advantage and the like, you can call us at 877-960-9960. But first, there are three events this week that I'd like to share. This is the first Thursday of the month, and the first Thursday of every month, I do a support group for family members of those who are suffering, who have a member of their family suffering with Alzheimer's and dementia. We meet on the first Thursday every month at 2 o'clock. We meet at Pacifica Senior Living in Green Acres from 2 to 3:30. I encourage you to join us if you are the loved one or taking care of somebody struggling with Alzheimer's and dementia. No reservation is necessary. All you have to do is show up at Pacifica Senior Living. Next, at exactly the same time, and I'm sorry that I can't be here, is a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association called Dancing with the Stars. It's going to be at Century Village in Boca Raton from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I know one of the dancers. It's my son-in-law, and what can I say but better him than me? And that is for both you and me. But anyway, he's going to be there. If interested, call Century Village or the Alzheimer's Association. And then lastly, this Thursday night, I'm going to be speaking on behalf of Jewish Family Services at the Jewish Community Center in Boynton Beach about how to hire a proper caregiver with specific emphasis on Holocaust survivors, but in a subject important to all people who are in the mode of hiring caregivers to take care of their loved ones. That'll be at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. It'll be until 8. It's at the JCC in Boynton. And if you have the need for more information, you can call Tammy Lustwick at Alpert Jewish Family Services, 684-1991. So all of those things. And I'll repeat those before the end of the night. Anyway, now to my guest, because that is the reason that you are here. Desiree Mearns is the SHINE Program Director for Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. She began her career at the Area Agency on Aging in PSA 9 in July of 2014 with a bachelor's in healthcare administration. And at the time, she was pursuing her MBA. But lo and behold, she has completed that. So congratulations. She now has her MBA since the last time she was here. She researches tirelessly and is passionate about Medicare beneficiaries in South Florida. She provides support to 3 staff members and 48, yes, 48 volunteers across 19 different sites within the 5-county service area of Area 9. All of this while providing outreach presentations and lectures to healthcare professionals and in the general public, like coming on the radio show every year for the last 3 years. So welcome back, Desiree. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. I'd love to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. So let's start right at the beginning. What is open enrollment? Why is it so important? And if we can just touch on it before the end of that explanation, how does it differ from the Affordable Care open enrollment?
Absolutely. So OEP, or open enrollment period, is also referred to as AEP, or the already enrolled period. So those who already have Medicare can choose different options for their next year's providers, or for their Medicare options. So for now, we're looking at the 2019 options. We just got our 30 cases of Medicare and new 2019 books. We couldn't wait to have them. It begins October 15th and ends December 7th. And December 7th has just as much clout as October 15th. So I want everyone to understand that. If you're taking that entire time to really do your research and really look into everything, that's just fine. 5 o'clock on December 7th is just as good as 8 a.m. on October 15th. So there's no difference between those two. So the open enrollment period, like I said, there are hundreds of different options that folks can look at for their next year's options and delivery of their Medicare coverage. So the Affordable Care Act, ACAs, is very similar. It's along the same time between October and December, so it can get very confusing. But it's very important for Medicare beneficiaries and their loved ones who are helping to coordinate to understand that these two do not play well together. Those right. who are on Marketplace or Affordable Care Act cannot have Medicare. And if they do, then eventually the systems will speak to one another and kick them out of both. And then they will be without any coverage. So it's very important for someone who is transitioning from Marketplace onto Medicare to understand that there shouldn't be any overlap, or they will be without coverage for a certain time.
I think a lot of people don't understand that open enrollment, I mean, when you said already enrolled, it really is a critical difference. It's really, really important because people don't understand that you are not locked in for a life sentence with whatever Medicare plan you are on. And we're going to talk about the different plans in just a second. But even if you're already enrolled, this is important, especially if there have been changes in your life and that may, in fact, impact you. And one of the things we'll talk about is drug plans, which is where it's really important. So thank you for not only open enrollment, but already enrolled. It's a critical important distinction. So people are massively confused about Medicare, even if they don't think they're massively confused. They don't know what Medicare Part A covers, Part B covers, Part C covers, and Part D. And in fact, it's really important that you understand that. So can you explain us the difference between A, B, C, and D?
Absolutely. So Part A and Part B are what make up your red, white, and blue Medicare card. So you're thinking of that as your original Medicare. Your Part A is your hospitalization insurance. It also covers a certain hospice care and things outside of. But A is generally free for those who have 40 working quarters or 10 years with Social Security. If they do not, it works off of a sliding scale. If someone doesn't have any working quarters, then Part A will be about a $419 a month. So it's kind of
That's a big number, right? That's
yeah.
a big number if you didn't work. Right?
Yeah, and then that's that for your Part A, you want to consider it as your inpatient services when you're actually admitted into the hospital. So
can I interrupt for a second before you go to B? I'm just curious. If you've been a stay-at-home mom your whole life and have never worked, and it's $419 a month, or can you
You can borrow from your spouse as long as you were married to them for 10 years. So let's say that you were married for 10 years and you did get divorced. You can borrow quarters from them without them even knowing. You don't have to call them up and ask to borrow quarters or anything. We're kind of seeing that type of generation kind of phase out. We're seeing a lot of the spouses have their own quarters, right. But there are still some who are dependent on those work quarters from their spouse.
That's
so basically they can share. However, everyone's Medicare is unique to them. So although they may be borrowing those quarters in order to get the A for free, they're still very different.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So I learned something already. Mm-hmm. Part B.
So Part B is your doctor services, your durable medical equipment. It also is your emergency room. So you think of, you're in the hospital setting, oh, everything's going to be under A. Actually, whenever you're under observation, or you are in, they're trying to figure out what's going on before you're admitted, that's actually your Part B, and everything will be billed through Part B. So it's very important to understand that March of 2016, Medicare did implement something called a Moon Notice, and the acronym has completely lost me right now, but the Moon Notice is very important. It's part of your discharge paperwork, and what it does is it explains to you exactly when you were admitted and when you're under observation, so you can understand, or your loved one, your healthcare surrogate, can understand at what point is going to be billed to your A and to your B. And it's very important to take a really close look at that. And if you agree with it, you sign it. If you don't agree with it, then you can appeal it. But as soon as it's signed, there is no way to appeal it.
So that's, you know, because again, now I learned two things already tonight. So emergency room is a Part B provision. And most people don't understand, if they don't have a supplement, and we're going to get to supplements, folks. If they don't have a supplement, Part B has a copay, right? It is not 100% covered like being admitted to the hospital is 100% covered, correct?
For the most part. So A and B, your original Medicare is going to cover 80% of Medicare-approved procedures and services. So we're not going to get any luxury items like Botox or anything like that covered by A and B. So the 80% is what's covered by A and B of those Medicare-approved services. The 20% can be someone's out-of-pocket expense or supplements, which we'll get into. But sometimes, depending on if it's a preventative service, your Part B will cover it completely. If it's your annual just check-in, your screenings, things like that, most preventative services are completely covered.
So we're doing great. We're on a roll. Part C, this is where we start to confuse many, many people.
Absolutely. And my favorite phrase is, oh, Desiree, I gave up that Medicare thing a long time ago. I have this XYZ company's HMO or something like that. One thing for everyone to understand is you never lose your Medicare rights and considerations. So although you may sign up for Part C, which is a network, it's also called Medicare Advantage Plans, you never lose that original Medicare rights and considerations. One thing to take note of is they're actually steering away from the word advantage. They're trying to drop that so that no one's deterred to that side when it's not actually advantageous to them. And what they're doing is they're replacing it with health. So it's going to get really confusing because you're going to see Part C, which is the formal name. You'll see Medicare Advantage, which is kind of dissolving. And then now you'll see Medicare Health Plans. So it can get really confusing when there's so many nicknames to one thing in Medicare. But it is a network you're signing up for. This is your HMO, PPO, special needs plans world, and you're signing up for a network. So it's really important when you look at those that you're making sure that your doctors accept them, that your prescriptions are on them. They are kind of a bundle of the services A, B, and D, which is prescriptions, all together in a network. So just because your neighbor Sally Smith says, I absolutely love XYZ's HMO, does not mean it's the best thing for you. Are you seeing the same doctors? Do you live in the same zip code? Do you have the same conditions? Are you taking the same prescriptions? So those are all things that we can consider as a program to help folks.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how the SHINE program helps you decide. We haven't gotten there yet. We're trying to set the table. A couple of things about Advantage plans, Part C, or now Medicare Health. One of the things, a couple of questions, and I could spend all night on this, but I won't because there's so much more to cover. Right today, actually, October 1st, your mailbox is going to start to be filled up with beautiful brochures. And while you won't say company names, I will because the names are most familiar to people. So the most notable Part C or Advantage C plan are Humana plans. That's the one that most everybody knows. It's not the only one. There are like 300 of them?
Well, there are 23 for any given zip code, and they're different for every zip code.
Yeah. So lots and lots of choices. So so this is not anything about Humana. It's just a name that people... So when we talk about Part C, we're talking about HMOs or PPOs offered by a third party that provide services that are similar to Medicare. They have the basics that they have to have, but after that, there's some to be some changes. So my point was that your mailbox is going to start to be filled by brochures that tell you this is every bit as good as Medicare. It's just like Medicare. It's much cheaper. There's no copay. There's no deductibles. We'll throw in eyeglasses, hearing aids, and if you sign up by Thursday, you get 2 tickets to Disneyland. The truth is, you need to really understand the difference between Advantage plans and traditional or original Medicare A and B. Am I correct in saying that?
Absolutely. They are two totally different worlds, and there's not one that is better than the other. It's very unique to everyone's healthcare utilization and what their budget is and what's important to them.
Yeah.
So we can't say that one is better than the other. However, for some folks' situation, it may be very clear to them during our counseling sessions what is important to them and what is the best for them.
So let's go to Part D, which is drug plan, and we save the best for last, I guess, because it could be the biggest reason for you to utilize the services of Shine during this open enrollment period. So Part D.
So Part D is prescription drug coverage, and of course this is very important to consider. There are so many times where I speak to clients and they are on a plan that does not cover their prescriptions they're on. I know it sounds silly, but they got that brochure that was really pretty, or Sally Smith said that it was so great for her that it would be so great for them, but things happen throughout the year. Doctors begin to experiment with maybe some other prescriptions for you. Unfortunately, maybe a new condition comes up. So it's very important to review those plans during this OEP, this already enrolled period, because there can be some major changes. By September 30th, most of our Medicare beneficiaries should have received what's called a notice of change. It's a really good paperweight that's in insurance jargon.
I got mine on Saturday.
If you want to thumb through it, it's a good way to see your drug formulary, your list. But it is very long. It's very tedious. We use a certain tool to counsel on that. And it can be as simple as I had a volunteer who was new to the program. She was very excited for her first open enrollment period, so she decided to counsel herself first. So she was on this Part D plan that she absolutely loved. She never had any problem with it. During the year, she would pay $50 a month for a very important Tier 4 drug for her. Well, she counseled herself, and thank goodness she did, because if she hadn't have, in January, she was going to start paying $1,500 a month.
Wow.
For this same prescription, just because the plan that she was currently on decided to drop it from formulary.
Wow.
So it could really be a big difference. And then if you are on what is best for you, we will tell you that.
Right.
Hey, you did a great job. Nothing much has changed. You should just stick with what you've got. It looks like it's the most budget friendly.
You know, I don't have a story as dramatic as that, but I have an identical story about me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I go every year and I check with your program, your people. Okay. My favorite volunteer, Shelly. I won't give your name out, but his name is Shelly Siskin. But my favorite guy. And we did my drug plan and it was fine. And on December 8th, not December 7th, on December 8th, I was admitted to the hospital. And I had a stent put on. All of a sudden, I'm on entirely different drugs. And the plan that I had chosen, which was the right plan on December 7th, was no longer adequate, because for an entire year, I paid more for drugs than I had to because I was on a plan that was a fine plan. It just didn't work for me, and mm-hmm. It can change in that one day, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So if you all are just tuning in, I am here tonight with Desiree Mearns, and what we've done on this first segment is talk about what Medicare is, Part A, B, C, and D. Desiree is the program director for Shine in the area. Shine is an organization. I'll let her explain it more after the break, but it's an organization that helps people like you and me decide which is our best option for Medicare or Medicare Advantages or Part D. Every year, there is a period between October 15th and December 7th where we have the right, without penalty, to change the plan that we're on. Is it a good thing to change? Should we change? Should we change just Part D? What if we're on Medicare Advantage and that plan is changing? Are there more effective opportunities for us? Did our doctor leave our plan? All of these are things that, frankly, for somebody like me, are too hard for me to figure out. But we're blessed. We're fortunate. We're lucky in this county. Well, I guess it's around the country, but we're especially lucky in this country, county, that we have a SHINE operation with 48 volunteers whose program director is my guest tonight, Desiree Mearns. So if you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9, either in Palm Beach or on the Treasure Coast, this matters to you because she can answer your questions. And if you do have those questions, there's an easy way for them to be answered. Call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about something really, really important tonight. We're talking about Medicare open enrollment. Why is that important? Because it is critical to you to make the right decisions, or to your mom, or to whomever you know who is in the Medicare world. There are lots of options. There's Medicare A, B, C, and D. We've been explaining that up until now, and I'm sure we'll come back to some of that in the beginning. But my guest tonight is Desiree Mearns, and Desiree is the program director for a program called SHINE, which is serving the health insurance needs of elders. It's a free program. Well, I'm going to let her explain it in a minute. It's available for those of us who need help in determining what the best options are for us in making our selections during this open enrollment or already enrolled plan, which runs from October 15th to December 7th. This is the most important time of year if you are a Medicare recipient. So, Desiree, we talked about A, B, C, and D, and we had a lot of it was really helpful. I learned a lot, even though I thought I knew it all. I've been called a know-it-all before. But anyway, what we didn't talk about is exactly what SHINE is, which is why you know so much and what you do and the service you provide to the community. So let's go there.
Absolutely. So SHINE is the Florida acronym for the SHIP program. So that is a federal fund. It's the state health insurance program, but if you do Google SHIP in Florida, then you will get a housing assistance program. So we changed our name to the SHINE program for the Sunshine State, serving health insurance needs of elders, and we provide completely free and unbiased Medicare counseling. So that can be one-on-one, either face-to-face at one of our sites. We have 19 for now, but during the annual enrollment period, we do have 23, so we have a few folks that'll give us space for just that time, which is we're very grateful for. And then, so for the unbiased piece, no one on my team is allowed to have any kind of insurance license or affiliation at all whatsoever. We are very protective of our sites, and we don't allow agents near them at all whatsoever, because we want everyone to make the best decision for them without any outside environmental pressure.
That is so important. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I don't think people understand that. You have no dog in the hunt. You absolutely just want to give the complete information, unbiased, untainted, so that the person on the other side of the desk from you can make the best decision for themselves.
Exactly. Or a caregiver. There are oftentimes we're doing phone appointments with a caregiver in a different state, and they're trying to coordinate with mom or dad down here in Florida who are very confused and are pressured by maybe their neighbors, or, you know, they went to bingo and an agent had influenced them on a certain plan or whatever it might be. So there's a lot of coordination we do, and I'm just very grateful for my position because my volunteers are amazing folks. They are volunteers. They are doing this out of the kindness of their heart. Most of them are retirees. They come from all walks of life. We have ex-CEOs. We have retired teachers. We have stay-at-home moms. We have all sorts of folks who generally have Medicare themselves. So they do have that personal experience, but they also do work very hard to remain unbiased.
It is it's amazing to me, and I've never sent anybody to you that hasn't thanked us immensely. I want to reiterate, entirely staffed by volunteers. Right. Everybody goes. Can we talk a little bit about the training? Because, I mean, some people think volunteers don't know what they're doing. Right? Your guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And with all the compliments my outreach team gets whenever we go out and do presentations, I always end with my counselors run absolute circles around me. They are amazing. Our training is very thorough. Now we do an online-based training, one to screen for if someone can utilize the computer in the way that's needed, as well as if someone can be an autodidact, a self-taught person who can go out and do the research and find what they need to get to the solution. Because although Medicare is very confusing, and yes, we understand the basics, as soon as we get used to it, it changes just enough to really rattle the cage. So then we have to be researchers, and that's really what we are passionate about, is trying to find the exception to every rule to understand better the information and the options that are available, so then we can get creative in someone's budget or their needs to really find what is appropriate for them.
Well, a couple of things. It's one thing you said is really important. We don't have to spend any time on it. Is obviously open enrollments. You know, that's Christmas time at AAA and at SHINE. But you are there all year because people turn 65 all year, or there are events that allow you to make changes. So it's not. It is now. We're here to talk about open enrollment, but you do have something to do all day. It can be on the phone, but you can come in on an appointment, right?
Absolutely, and we invite anyone to have as many appointments as they'd like. We are free, so if maybe you're a newbie and unfortunately you're turning 65 in October during that kind of chaos time, absolutely have an appointment before and then go home and kind of do your homework and chew on it a little bit. And then if you'd like another appointment, then you can come back for the same counselor and then pick up where you left off or just get some questions answered.
And you did say this, but it bears repeating, you don't only have to go to your offices in West Palm Beach. You have 19 other locations, Treasure Coast, to Boca Raton.
Cover from Boca all the way up to Vero and Indian River and then out to Okeechobee. So everywhere in between.
And you currently have 19 sites.
But during open enrollment period, it's 23. So working on two more.
Really? Wow. I think what you do is so important. I don't think... Because you can really make a mistake that can haunt you. And we're going to talk about the kind of mistake that can haunt you in a little while. But just to give you an example, choosing the right supplement or choosing the right Medicare Advantage plan can be the difference between you getting the help at the cost that you want and not. And we're going to talk about that with Desiree Mertz, who is my guest tonight. Who is Desiree? She is the program director for SHINE, Serving the Health Insurance Needs of Elders. And we are here on 95.9 FM, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. And I'm Scott Greenberg. We're going to talk with Desiree more about Advantage plans. We're going to talk about the donut hole. Everybody wants to know about the donut hole. That's really important. We're going to talk about drug plans. We're going to talk about the difference between Advantage and traditional Medicare, which we're going to talk more about, which we haven't. We're going to talk about underwriting. There's so much important things to talk about there. And then we're going to talk about something, which are scams with the new Medicare cards. And that is really, really important. So if you have questions for my guest, call her at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Here tonight with Desiree Mertz, who is the program director for the SHINE program, Serving the Health Insurance Needs of Elders. This is open enrollment, October 15th to December 7th. Tonight may be the most important show I do during the course of the year. This may be the most important show to you. During the break, we got a call from somebody who wanted the telephone number, and I guess I've been remiss in not giving that number out. So I will give it out now, but we will repeat it. We're going to give the website. We're going to talk about so much more. But the telephone number number for the Shine Counselors is
866-684-5885.
And you could also call 561-684-5885 and ask for a Shine Counselor. 561-684-5885. Desiree, as I said when the show started, you probably know more than anybody I've ever met about all of this. One of the things that's coming up these days, we're all getting new Medicare cards because they don't want our Social Security numbers on our Medicare cards anymore, which was a contributing factor to elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. But as these new cards come in, that is two parts. One, not everybody gets them all at once, right? Some people have. I've gotten mine, but not everybody does. But it also has opened the door to scammers, and you're involved in that as well.
Absolutely. So we were fortunate as an entire state in, I believe it was July, we received the SMP grant, which stands for Senior Medicare Patrol. So now we are better educated on Medicare fraud and the proper entities to refer to, how to handle it, what exactly fraud looks like, and how to empower folks to understand their Medicare summary notices and how to look for those quirky things that can be fraud and when to report, who to report. So we're very excited about that. And of course, the initiative really started with these new Medicare cards because of those scams. Everyone may have seen articles about scammers calling to say, this is Medicare, we would like to send you your new card, but we owe you a certain amount of money, we need your bank account information in order to send you that money and send you your card. Medicare is never going to call you, just like the IRS is never going to call you or Social Security. Everything is going to be done by mail. So no one needs to pay for their card. No one's getting any kind of reimbursement for any card or anything like that. So it's very important to understand those pieces. And if there's any question, folks can reach out to us as that new resource as well.
It's a shame how vulnerable our seniors are to these, but these are pretty pervasive, and this is a trying time for seniors. I mean, costs matter. Everybody's looking to save money. I mean, seniors are an easy mark, and these new Medicare cards, as important as they are because they're designed to prevent fraud, has really opened the door to more and more of these, like, really terrible scamming people.
Yeah, they get really creative. We are, however, very excited about these new cards because, like you said, they are taking the Social Security number off of the card, and it's this beautiful mix of letters and numbers that really don't make much sense to scammers. However, if anyone was interested in understanding the language of their new Medicare card, we understand what letter means what and what number, so we can definitely describe that for you.
So I want to go back, and we will spend more time before the show ends, but I want to go back and talk about Medicare A and Medicare Part B are A and B, right? That is what it is. Part D is not really, because there's lots of options for Part D, but Part A and Part B are kind of what they are. Part C, however, has lots of options, and where you live matters. You told me something last week I couldn't believe, that East Delray has a different price than West Delray, which kind of blew me away. So how many options of Advantage plans should we know about? I mean, it's really kind of overwhelming.
It definitely is. And there's anywhere between 21 and 25 different options, depending on the zip code. So East Delray could have 25 of this, and then West Delray can have 25 of a totally different platform. So it really depends on risk ratios and all of these different demographics, on how many Medicare beneficiaries live in a certain pocket, and if the plans want to bid on that pocket. And, you know, we really love those kind of Medicare nerdy stats, so we understand that piece, but that's not necessarily what we get really in depth to, unless you want to. So, but we do understand where the more expensive areas are. So, like, our Treasure Coast Medicare beneficiaries will see a very different premium price for Part D and for Advantage plans than our Palm Beach folks. So they're just more Medicare beneficiary pockets in certain areas.
We didn't talk about Irma at all. I want to come back to Irma. I didn't even think about that. And then the other thing about Medicare Advantage that people don't understand is, oftentimes Medicare Advantage plans will include a Part D like component, right? Your drugs may be covered. Yes. And that is not true if you have A and B, am I right?
Exactly. So A and B are, you would think of as like your entitlement benefits. So that's your red, white, and blue card, your original Medicare. In order to get Part D, you actually have to be signed up for a company, for a network for that Part D specifically. It can be encompassed inside of a Part C Advantage plan, or it can be a standalone, which we call a PDP. So an MAPD is a Medicare Advantage plan with prescription drugs, and then a PDP is a standalone prescription drug plan.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's our acronyms.
That's great. So just before we go to break again, let's give the website, talk about the helpline real briefly, and give the phone number.
Absolutely. So we're housed within the Area Agency on Aging, which the helpline is 866-684-5885. 561-684-5885. And our website is floridashine.org. And the Florida is all spelled out. So floridashine.org. You can also reach out to that website to contact us and find presentations in your community.
And we should say that the helpline, while it can answer basic Shine questions, is a little different than Shine. And so when you call, if you want Shine, call Shine. If you want to go to the helpline, go to the helpline. We've done shows on the helpline. We'll do them again, but because Kim's a great guest also, as mm-hmm. are you. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom, here tonight with Desiree Mearns. Tonight's show may be one of the most important shows I do all year. We're talking about Medicare, Medicare Advantage. We're talking about open enrollment. We are going to talk about supplements as soon as we get back. And supplements can be equally confusing and often confused with Medicare Advantage. And so we're going to try and clear up that question. We have so much more of interest. If you have any questions for my guest, Desiree Mearns of Shine, serving the health insurance needs of elders, you can call us 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. If you're new to the show, we're here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you are a regular, we're glad that you stick with us. We're doing this 7 years in a row. We couldn't be more excited to be here. Looking forward to the upcoming shows. And again, we're glad that you're here, especially tonight with Desiree Mearns, who is from SHINE, Serving the Health Insurance Needs of Elders. That is a program designed to help us during this open enrollment period, this upcoming open enrollment period, making our best choices for our Medicare Advantage plans. So we've spent a lot of time tonight talking about Medicare. We talked about Medicare Part A, we talked about Medicare Part B, Part C, and Part D, and there are different costs associated with each. Part B, most people don't understand, typically has a copay, or often has a copay. And people don't understand that, particularly, and I don't hope we'll have time to talk about this at skilled nursing facilities. But one of the other things that's part of the equation is supplements, and people are often confused about supplements. They're also called Medigap. They could be called a lot of different things. People confuse Advantage plans with Medigap and supplements. So fortunately, Desiree can explain it to us. So what is a supplement? Why do we need it? When do we need it? And there are, in fact, differences there as well, are there not?
Yes, absolutely. And so supplements or Medigap plans are not Medicare replacement plans. That's one thing that everyone needs to understand. It's very important because, unfortunately, we have some uneducated insurance agents that will refer to it as a replacement plan. So then someone believes they're completely giving up their Medicare, and that's not the case at all. You're actually supplementing your Medicare. So your original Medicare A and B covers 80% of Medicare-approved procedures and services. So then what do we do with the 20%? You can either come out of pocket and pay that 20%, which it may be menial depending on your healthcare utilization, or it might be a good chunk, or you can choose to take out a Medigap supplement. And these are just another level of confusion because it starts at A and goes all the way to N. So if someone is telling you, oh yeah, I have Medicare, I have K, they're not crazy. It's a type of supplement to assist with the 20% that Medicare does not cover. So each letter has its own comprehensive coverage. So A is generally our cheapest supplement, which is going to be the least comprehensive. And then we have F, which is split into two different options that will cover almost all of the 20% and add a little foreign travel. So we look at every single letter in the chart, and then we also go off of someone's budget and if someone, you know, prefers a certain different service. And there are little, I don't want to say tricks to the trade, but there's a good bit of knowledge there to know that can save you a little bit money on the supplement. Now, a supplement can be scary to folks because of medical underwriting. So when someone first starts their Medicare Part B, the Part B triggers, it triggers something called a guaranteed issue rate, which is a 6-month window for someone to receive their supplement at the cheapest available. They will not be exposed to the medical underwriting. So outside of that 6-month window, though, someone can will have to go through the medical underwriting, and either the premium will hike up or they will be completely denied. So it's very important when someone's Part B first goes active, they get all the information they need and the education available for their options for Part C and for the original Medicare with a supplement. Because for some folks with certain conditions, if you miss that boat is gone.
That's really, really important. And I think this brings up jumping back and forth. You know, a lot of people go to Medicare Advantage plans because they are cheaper. There's no question they're cheaper. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're healthy and you don't travel much, and because they don't travel near as well as Medicare does, they're fine for you, right? I mean, that's they can be. Medicare Advantage can be the best option for many people.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't always the best option if you want to, if you travel a lot, and well, lots of other things. I'm not passing judgment on there. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan and now you've experienced a significant health event and now you want to go back to Medicare because its coverage is better, you now may be subject to underwriting, correct?
And the key word is maybe, because maybe. We do have a lot of Medicare beneficiaries who start off Medicare as, I see the doctor once a year, I take one prescription, I go to the gym, I'm fairly healthy, I believe I can take the Advantage Plan route. Well, you have something called an Advantage Plan trial right, which is an entire calendar year. If you start off with the Advantage Plan, you have an entire calendar year to try it out. If you don't appreciate it, you can leave the Advantage Plan side of Medicare, return to the original Medicare side with a guaranteed issue right. But it's only for that first year.
Right.
So you miss that boat, and then it's completely gone.
I think the other thing is, so I have Plan F. That's my plan. Everybody who offers Plan F is Plan F. It's the same regardless of what company you use. But it's not necessarily the same price, right? They may have different prices.
Exactly. That's another fun tidbit of the, you know, background information that we have, is that every, as you said, Plan F, all the companies that offer Plan F have to offer the exact same thing. However, whenever you're paying a little bit more of a premium for the same Plan F, it might be because you're paying for a brand name, one that you're more familiar with,
right,
or maybe one that believes that their customer service is better than another. So what we do as a program is we provide that unbiased piece of giving you three different companies that are very similar in price, depending on what you appreciate, and then we ask you to call them. And did you wait 45 minutes? Was the person courteous? Did they answer all of your questions? Because whenever you sign up with this company, you're marrying that company as far as that supplement plan. So you really want to make sure you appreciate it.
It's really fascinating. And the other thing, you've said it a number of times tonight, but it bears again repeating. Don't listen to your friends and your neighbors. My very best friend, who I talk to every day, is the brother I never had. He lives in Pennsylvania. We are as close as brothers. He and I got into a pitched argument because he has Plan G and I have Plan F, and he told me I was crazy to pay the extra money for Part F because his Part G was so much cheaper. And I said, it can't possibly be. And until I talked to you, I didn't realize, of course, that geography matters. He's in Pennsylvania. Of course it's cheaper. Once he moved down here, I'd be right. Right now, mm-hmm. He was right. You know, it's really fascinating. There's so much to know. If you're just tuning in tonight, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I've been here tonight with Desiree Mearns, who is the project director of SHINE, Serving the Health Insurance Needs of Elders. Open enrollment is coming, and there are so many questions that are brought to the fore during open enrollment. SHINE is the organization that can help you determine what the best option for you is, because the best option for you might be entirely different than the best option for me, and we may be the same age and have a whole host of similarities, but there may be differences. If you're sorry you missed the beginning of the show, I have great news for you. You can recapture it. It's almost like that ability to change back in that first year that Desiree was just talking about. We podcast, and yes, we podcast. We will podcast. It'll be up and running tomorrow morning. All you have to do is search OMG, I'm Getting, and Up We Will Pop. You could even subscribe to our podcast. Of course, if that's not your thing, we do put it up on the web, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's my website. Comfort Care is ComfortCare. I know you want to put a T in there. Don't do it. You'll get lost. You won't find us. Radio shows will disappear. palmbeach.comfortcare.com. If you no longer have a radio, and many of us do not, you do have a smartphone, and though there is an app, of course there is an app, there's an app for everything. TuneIn Radio, TuneIn, TuneIn Radio. You can just set it 6 o'clock every Monday night to listen to us live, WSVU. Those are our call letters. And, of course, we simulcast on the web, www.TrueOldiesFLA.com, locally, around the country, around the nation. Next week, we have an equally interesting show. Attorney Joe Karp's going to be here, and we're going to be talking about advanced directives. We're also going to be talking about how to avoid guardianship by using advanced directives properly. Much like open enrollment, everybody thinks a last will and testament is all that you need. Nothing could be further from the truth. Powers of attorney, durable powers of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and last will and testament. We're going to talk about those things. The other thing we're going to talk about, which is in fact really, really important, and it is kind of brand new, we're going to be talking about the changes to how you can qualify for aid in attendance. Those rules have changed. It's really, really important. If you're a veteran and you're looking to take advantage of the aid in attendance program, those rules have changed. Next week we will detail that. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be talking to a number of people about guardianship, not to argue with the Palm Beach Post about their stories, you know, which everybody has read. We're going to talk about guardianship from a different perspective. Anthony Palmieri and Sharon Cheeseman from the clerk's office are going to be here. They're going to be talking about their role in guardianship statewide. And Anthony's on his way to the World Congress on Guardianship in Seoul, South Korea soon. We'll talk about that. Sally Herme from the National Guardianship Association will be talking about the efforts to improve the level of guardianship there. Mitch Kitrosser will be here. He's an attorney who specializes in guardianship and a local guardian, whose name I have not yet revealed, but will soon, as soon as I tell her she's coming. She'll be here as well. It's very important. And then another show I can't tell you how excited I am to have. Lauren Baer is going to be my guest on October 22nd, along with Tina Pulsky. Tina is running for the State House, and of course Lauren Baer is running for Congress against Brian Mast. They will be here on October 22nd. Don't forget my support group, 2 o'clock on Thursday at Pacifica Senior Living. If you have a family member with Alzheimer's and you'd like to talk about it, we have a great support group. Dancing with the Stars, Boca Raton, and for the benefit of the Alzheimer's Association, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock at Century Village in Boca Raton. And then I will be talking about how to hire a proper caregiver to people who are dealing with Holocaust histories at the JCC Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Desiree, you are an unbelievable guest. We, of course, always run out of time when you're with me. So two things. One, how do people reach you and Shine? Let's do that first. Mm-hmm.
So our helpline is 866-684-5885 or 561-684-5885. And our website is floridashine.org, Florida all spelled out, floridashine.org.
And give the helpline a little shout while we're at it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So our area agency on aging does house us. They are the Aging and Disability Resource Center. So our helpline specialists are all Shine trained, so they can answer the quick Medicare questions, but they will help you to make your appointment for Shine, again, face-to-face or over the phone. Our helpline also has a plethora of other information in regards to caregiving, senior resources, and for adults with disabilities. So it's really great to be able to reach out to them. Again, that's 866-684-5885.
So anyone who's been listening tonight now understands what you do. I think one of the things that you made crystal clear early on is that open enrollment runs from October 15th to December 7th. It doesn't run till December 8th. But December 7th is no different than October 15th. You do have appointments still available, but people should start to get their act together, shouldn't they?
Yes, absolutely. Call in as soon soon as you can. I checked my schedule or my counselor's schedules this morning, and we are already booked out through the last week of October. So do remember, November's chopped up a little bit because of the holiday and some other Mondays off and things like that. My counselors do above and beyond during this period. Most of them are giving 3 to 4 days extra to serve you. We do have a wait list option should we run out of appointments. We don't let anyone go unserved. But if you're a little hesitant or a little nervous, go ahead and call in now so you can get your appointment and not be on the wait list.
And that is either 866 or 561-684-5885 and ask for Shine. Desiree, thank you so much. You're always so informative. You're a great guest. You give a lot of information. I wish, again, we had more time. Mm-hmm. When you got here, I said I wish I had 2 hours, and I do, but unless we do not. For those of you who are regular listeners, we thank you. This, of course, is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday night live on 95.9 and 106.9 on the Treasure Coast FM stations. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We're really excited that you're here. For those waiting for the sports show, I promise you they'll be here as soon as we're done in about 20 seconds. But we're glad that you found us anyway. We'll be back next week. We're going to be talking to attorney Joe Karp about advanced directives and the changes that are important to the aid in attendance program. To the rest of you all, tune in next week. Have a good night. We'll see you. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Good night, all.